From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. Overnight, the two fires that make up the Mendocino complex grew in acreage, but only a small bit in containment. The Carr fire, meanwhile, has crossed the 100,000 acres burned mark. On the phone is CAL FIRE Chief Mike Moeller. He's the Deputy Director of Communications, and he's at the Carr fire today. And Chief, I have to say, you're becoming a regular guest on this program, and though we appreciate it, it does say something about the ongoing firefight in this state, doesn't it?
It really does. And again, we appreciate you having us the opportunity to reach out to your listeners and give them the most current information. And unfortunately, in these sieges, the more reporting is that if we can get out there is the best.
So tell me about the progress on the Carr fire.
So Carr fire right now, we're over 110,000 acres. We're at 27% containment. Right now, we still have 27,000 residents that are evacuated. And our priority is the incident is to get those people back to their homes, back to their property, so we can start the recovery process.
Can you give me some idea about the people being allowed back into their neighborhood area and how that process will go today?
It'll be determined between CAL FIRE Incident Management and the Sheriff's Department. Our primary goal is to make sure when they enter those neighborhoods, that one, they're safe to enter, and two, that there's actually the infrastructure, so power, water, gas lines are secured. But once that notification goes out, we'll have people in the area to assist homeowners back to their properties and assist with any needs they may have.
With CAL FIRE's release of the list of fires, the Carr fire is now the ninth most destructive in California history. What are some of the biggest dangers at this point in time when the firefight's continuing, but people are moving back into the burned areas?
Well, it's both. We still have open fire land on the Carr fire, but we also have to ensure public safety when we repopulate the communities.
So the Delta breeze came up last night, Chief. What did that do in the Carr fire area?
Really had no effect. That weather area is not in the area of where we saw the activity on the Carr fire.
Okay.
So really no effect. But crews are going to make additional progress today. Again, Mother Nature plays a major role in this.
Let me shift to the Mendocino complex, the river fire and the ranch fire. They might not together be as big as the Carr fire, but yesterday and last night, they seemed fierce. So what's happening up on those fire lines?
Well, those fires right now, the Mendocino, a total 75,000 acres, 18% containment. But the fire activity we experienced yesterday afternoon and through this morning, again, explosive fire growth. We have a long way to go on those two fires, and additional resources are en route as we speak.
Are you moving crews and resources from the Carr fire to the Mendocino area?
That is correct, Beth. We are. As resources become available, especially specific resources that we no longer have a need for, those are immediately dispatched to the other incidents to assist in the firefight.
Okay, Chief Moeller, you've been on those fire lines yourself. How many days can you sustain being in such fierce conditions and so much danger?
You know, it's really about everyone that's out here, from the firefighters to law enforcement, first responders. But what we're seeing into 2018, these are going to be extended fires. This is the normal. Unfortunately, we're in the fire year. And really, I think the motivation is firefighters, first responders will stay here until the job is done.
So a final check. Let's mention the Ferguson fire and then any other new concerns that CAL FIRE has today.
Well, we made a lot of progress on the Ferguson fire, and we're starting. In fact, we are sending resources also from that incident to the Mendocino complex. So crews are making really, really good progress on the Ferguson. We still have open line, but as far as forward rate of spread is really slowed down. As far as what we're looking ahead, we still have 15 large fires, over 280,000 acres. And we're looking at some weather patterns with starting tomorrow through the middle of next week, not only here in Northern California, but statewide, that could issue fire weather watches, everything up to a red flag warning. So cautiously optimistic, but we're still in the battle.
Okay, Chief, good thoughts to everyone out there. Thanks again, as always, for the update this morning.
Thank you so much.
That is CAL FIRE Chief Mike Moeller, Deputy Director of Communications for CAL FIRE. And again, you can find continuing coverage of the California wildfires at capradio.org. You'll hear reports on All Things Considered, and then again tomorrow morning on Morning Edition. You are listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio.